It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer of the Denver Broncos. Here's the drive.
All right, time for our prop bets where we break everything down, see what's what. Richie, what's prop bet number one?
All right. Who will throw for more yards, Drew Lock or Tua Tagovailoa?
That's a good one. Well, Tua hasn't thrown, Tyler, for many yards at all.
Averages about 170 per game.
Win or lose, I think it's got to be Drew Lock. It's got to be. I'll take Drew Lock. Tyler?
Okay, I'll take Drew Lock as well. I mean, unfortunately, I do think the Dolphins are going to just continue to execute their game plan. They're not going to try to overexpose Tua. And we're more than likely going to be trailing. And if we're trailing, that means that Drew Lock's going to be throwing the ball a lot. So, yeah, I'll take Drew.
Next.
Prop bet number two. Which number will be higher, Jerry Jeudy's receiving yards or Drew Lock's completion percentage?
Well, right now, Drew Lock, I think of starting quarterbacks at 55%, has the lowest completion percentage in the NFL.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Jerry Jeudy, just like, let's think about this for a second. Will Jerry Jeudy get more than 55 yards? Now, yes. The highest completion percentage is not really more than 65%. I don't know if somebody's kind of way above that. And nobody's above 70%.
60 is kind of your bare minimum. That's what you got to be.
Yeah. But all he has to do is be. I'll say Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
I think he'll remain a primary target. And we already think Drew Lock's going to have more passing yards than Tua. I think they're going to be trailing. So I think he'll get it. It may come in some garbage time, but the Broncos are kind of known for some garbage time stats these days. So Jeudy for me. Tyler?
Yeah, I'm taking Jerry Jeudy as well. Jerry Jeudy in the last three games has gone for 68, 125, and 73.
There you go.
I don't expect that to drop off significantly. If anything, I'm waiting for him to string together a couple 100-yard games. Why not now? Why not now? I don't see him slowing down, and if he's below 60, we probably got problems offensively. I'm taking Jerry Jeudy.
Okay. Next.
You guys asked, just before we move on, the highest completion percentage in the NFL right now is 73.5%.
I do know this. Cam Newton, the last 2 weeks, was leading the NFL.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Was it 73%?
Drew Brees.
Oh, well, man.
Teddy Bridgewater right behind him at 72.1.
So much for Drew Brees.
Gosh, I didn't realize Teddy Bridgewater was having that accurate of a year.
So much for completion percentage. What are the Panthers?
Well, Drew Brees is he's also averaging like 5 yards a throw right now. I'm serious.
Right. All right, next question.
True or false, Brett Rippon will take a snap on Sunday.
Oh, man, good question. Tyler, why don't you take this first?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
True or false, will Brett Rippon take a snap on Sunday?
Oh. False. False. It's Drew Lock's game, man. It's Drew Lock's game. He got the majority of the reps here on a Friday, and that means he will be the starter. I do not see a world in which you bench Drew Lock outside of another 3 or 4 interception game, and let's all hope for everybody's sake that that doesn't happen.
I'm going to say true. And not benching as much as I think there's a significant chance for him to get hurt in this game. I think he already is hurt. I think he's a tough guy. I think eyes are on him. I think the message has been made clear to him that, you know, tough guys play football. I think he thinks like that too. But I think this is it's a foolish decision. So I'll say true. I think Rippon will take some snaps.
When did you become Drew Lock's dad?
Yeah, I know. That's how I sound, right?
Gosh, look at you, like, trying to protect him. What are you trying to protect him from?
Getting killed? And resting up so he's healthy enough.
If he's going to get hit, he's going to get hit regardless.
I get it, but I want to see him healthy enough to give him a real shot at evaluation in what would be the last 6 games. And I really, really, honest to God, fear playing in this game may be his last game of the entire season. I do have that fear. All right, go ahead, Richie. Last one. Or I don't know how many more you got, but next one.
D. Mandy Locke and Tyler, Philip Lindsay will have over or under 9.5 rushing attempts this weekend.
Wow.
It's a good number.
9.5? What do you mean 9.5? Oh, that's funny.
Well, if it's 9, then we tied. So we had to put the half on.
Okay.
It's Vegas 101.
Okay.
Come on.
Half. Go ahead. Hard. We're not, you know. When we get this, we get these prop bets from the Westgate? What are we doing here?
I'm going to take the under.
I'll take the under, too.
Oh, gosh, did we agree on everything again?
No. We got ripping
right,
is different.
Right.
But listen, do we think the Broncos are committed to Philip Lindsay?
Clearly not.
No. It's pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious what they thought about Philip in pass blocking and in passing downs. And it's pretty obvious what they thought of Michael Ojemudia as well. They can say whatever they say throughout the course of a week. We see what they really think on game day. And do we think they've all of a sudden, like a lightning bolt, they've changed their mind about Philip Lindsay? I don't.
Pat Shurmur was prepared for the question, though.
He was prepared for it.
I knew you guys were going to ask me about Philip Lindsay,
yeah.
So there's multiple ways that we can get him the ball.
Right.
We could hand him the ball.
Or?
We could pass him the ball, which we attempted multiple times.
Uh-huh. But can you hand him the ball?
Yeah, we can.
And pass him the ball?
We could.
All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Last one.
All right. Which one will be higher? Which number will be higher? Bradley Chubb sacks or Brandon McManus field goals?
Oh, Brandon McManus. Is that even, I mean, you got to show me you can still do it, Bradley Chubb. They got a pretty good offensive line, too, by the way. I'm not exactly, well, unless, hey, man, are we going to see more Bradley Chubb lining up inside, Tyler?
Well, that's a wrinkle. You toss it in there on third downs, and you try to do it when you've got two edge rushers on the same side. So, like, we would do that with Vaughn and DeMarcus Ware.
A lot,
that's,
yeah.
That's not a staple. It's just that's a wrinkle. So
yeah.
You might here and there, but it's not going to be a difference.
I always thought that was really cool when DeMarcus and Vaughn would do that. It was I'm going to guess they liked doing it too, because it was different. It was kind of fun.
You know what? As an O-lineman, I
what
loved
a nightmare.
It.
Oh,
no,
you loved,
I loved it.
Why?
Because, you know, when Vaughn's out there by himself, he's got a two-way go, and he can do anything he wants to me. And when they put D-Ware and Vaughn on the same side, it was like my radar's going off. Hey, be alert for the games. They're going to try to pick. They're going to try to set these guys up.
Okay.
And picking up a game versus an elite pass rusher, for me, that was much easier than going one-on-one out there on an island.
And when you say game, maybe you can explain.
Oh, like a E-T twist or a T-E twist, where you try to pick the tackle, another guy loops around.
Okay. All right, there you go. Prop bets. Is there a Broncos win in there? Oh, we're fixing to find out. Hey, we should talk about that whole thing. We haven't spent time with that. Let's get into Drew Locke's moment next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
Here's the drive.
It's a no offense Friday for us. You just throw no offense in there and say anything. No offense. Has D-Mac ever watched football? Serious question.
Nobody knows.
I had time to watch football today as I sat in my car for a couple hours in line trying to pay off a bet. Maybe I'll get to it Monday.
We'll see. I can't look at you.
What did I say that you would question if I've ever watched football? What was the impetus?
I don't know, but when did you teach Eileen how to text in?
My mom?
Yeah, your mom.
What did Eileen say?
Oh, somebody thinks that I'm mean to you.
Oh, well, I mean, that
D-Mac
goes...
tries to love on you, and you're just constantly so prickly at best.
That's you at the best.
Well, I am an offensive lineman.
You are. Caveman.
Did I hurt your feelings?
No. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Do you know what it would take to hurt my feelings? pretty tough to hurt my feelings.
I know when I do it. I can see it on your face.
Oh.
You don't hide it.
I bet you have never hurt my feelings. As hard as you may try.
Well, I definitely know when you're irritated.
No, I'm irritated. Put a coffee on what? When I'm irritated? You just know. Here's what you know. You know how to rile me up.
Sure. I mean, as any good radio partner would.
Face tattoo guy chimes in.
Ooh.
So D-Mac is projecting a Drew Lock injury. Not cool, if you ask me.
Not cool.
So what am I supposed to say? If that's a fear of mine, if that's what I'm not hoping for it to happen, nor do I have magical powers.
Well, if it happens, now you're involved. So now you put yourself out there, and if he gets hurt, you know, you've got involvement in this.
I'm never supposed to put it out that I'm nervous. By the way, Graham Glasgow may not even play in this game because he somehow got hurt on a Friday walkthrough practice. I don't even know how that even happens.
As did Williams.
As did Deshaun Williams. And Shelby Harris goes, I'm back. And everybody thought he was back playing. No, I'm back on Twitter because like his Twitter got hacked or something. Shelby was like announcing I'm back. Everybody was like, oh, no, back on Twitter. Didn't you miss me on Twitter? All right, I got to play this Drew Lock stuff. We really didn't react to this yesterday, but let me play the whole thing and then get your reaction. This is about watching film after games. Eesh, that could be dangerous. Here we go.
You know, there's some really bad plays, and then there's some really good plays. It's all about just minimizing the really bad plays. And you know, it's funny. It's half the time, right as the ball leaves my hand, I'm like, that's not going to be a good one. It's one of those gut things. Right as you let it go, it's.
Wait, I got to go back. Did he say half the time? Let me hear that again.
Oh, it's funny. It's half the time, right as the ball leaves my hand, I'm like, that's not.
Did he mean to say that?
No, I won't allow you to do your deal where you overanalyze somebody's misuse of a word.
Half the time?
No, simmer down.
I'm getting it wrong.
You know what he meant.
Okay. All right, let's hear the rest.
It's funny. It's half the time, right as the ball leaves my hand, I'm like, that's not going to be a good one. It's one of those gut things, right as you let it go, it's like, Oh, no. And every quarterback has those moments. You know, it's just about limiting those moments. The defense is going to beat you. You know, they're going to beat you a play or two here and there. And, you know, it's okay to understand that that's a part of this game. And the people across the ball get paid a lot to do what they do, too. I just got to start thinking that way and still be aggressive. I'll always be aggressive, but just know when it's the right time. Oh, no.
All right.
Not good.
What do you think when you hear that?
I mean, we're having some fun with it. I that doesn't bother me by any means. I mean, any good athlete knows when you toss up a good shot. Any good athlete, I knew when I took a bad first step immediately in my kick step. I knew that was going to cause me problems, right?
Would you think, oh, no?
I would think, oh, look out!
Like you... All right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm having some fun with them, and clearly you don't want to hear that all too often, but no, most athletes can relate to that. I'm not overanalyzing it.
Okay.
But
he said half the time when he throws the ball.
He didn't mean that.
He didn't?
No. Well, he is completing about 50%.
Oh, no. Okay. To me, I hear that story, and that's a guy going through a rough patch right now, for sure. I mean, I'm not saying it's not true or it's not unusual or anything like that, but that's just where he is right now. That's a good chunk of honesty. I respect him for just being honest. And listen, I don't know how you deal. I think what separates professional athletes from those of us who just played in high school is the fact that somehow, some way, you can deal with failure better than the average person.
Well, that's right. And it's the ability to flush it and move on to the next play and not let that one affect the rest of the game.
I mean, not only are you more physically talented and just a better athlete, just start there.
Better looking.
But you meant at the pro level, if you got all the way to the pro level, You have had to deal with significant amounts of failure.
Oh, no doubt about it. Listen, we've all had our bad games. We've all had our bad spells. We've all had our bad seasons. And any athlete that says that he's never had it is lying, or they're Michael Jordan. So, you know, the rest of us that are just trying to survive out there, we can certainly relate to that. I guess the only problem with it is you can tell that this is hovering in his mind. Yeah. You know, yeah. And to bring that up in a presser, clearly it's been hovering in his mind. Bad play, bad thoughts, just thinking negativity. That's the part that is concerning about it.
Right.
The fact that he can recognize immediately when he had a bad throw, not concerning to me. If anything, that's actually a good sign, because you know when you've got good mechanics, you've got bad mechanics, all of the above. It's just I don't like the negativity. I don't like the negative thoughts.
He's just being honest, folks. I see people are upset. Have you ever heard a great quarterback say that? You know, I don't know, man. Or in a different day and age.
Well, I've heard Kirk Cousins say it on the field. Is he a great quarterback? No, but he's a very handsomely paid quarterback. He's done a lot of things very, very well. I've heard Matt Hasselbeck say it. I would consider Matt Hasselbeck to be a great quarterback. So, yeah, to answer your question, have I heard great quarterbacks say it? Yes, I have.
I've heard Peyton Manning.
Have I heard Peyton Manning use a swear word instead of saying, oh, no? Yeah.
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 They know. They throw so many footballs. They know. They know when they let it go, you know, oh, no. Now, that oh no could turn into a lot of different things, but they get it. Drew's just being honest there. It is a funny thing to hear, though. I mean, I'm not going to
lie. Oh, no.
Seriously, though, when we heard Kirk say it in the middle of the play and we all could hear it,
it's
so funny if you watch the film, because you could see all of us, we just all disengaged with our blocks and just started searching for the ball. Where is it? Who got the interception?
All right, listen, the top six is rolling. Got some nice spicy stuff about the Rockies and the Nuggets. Good news there. Top six is next.